Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we've gotten some reports of some significant gas spikes here in Western New York just overnight, some as high as 30 cents per gallon. What can you tell us about what you're seeing when it comes to gas price hikes in the region and, for that matter, I guess, too, across the nation?
So a little context on this. The national average for a gallon of regular today is $3.49. That's up 3 cents from yesterday. In the Buffalo Niagara Falls region, it's $3.38 a gallon. That's also up 3 cents yesterday. And again, that's an average price. To your point, I didn't get a chance to look at every zip code in Erie County, but I can tell you I did pinpoint a couple. And there's no question there's something to this. Specifically 14210, 14220. Gas prices in those zip codes yesterday were consistently in the upper 320s, low to mid 330s. This morning, in those same zip codes, prices ranging, again, low 330s, all the way up to $3.70. So there's no question what your listeners are saying is true. Some stations have really bumped their prices up in the last 24 hours.
Is there any sort of explanation as to why that might be the case? And especially when we look at, you know, there's one gas station that jumped that high, but then maybe down the road or even across the street in some cases, another gas station may not have spiked up their price yet.
Right. And obviously that's the key question, right? Why does this happen? And why does it drive us crazy, right? There's a couple of things. And these are pretty consistent no matter whether they're going up or down. In this particular situation, demand is on the rise. Demand for gas is on the rise. We've seen it in recent weeks, and we're seeing it ahead of Easter break travel as well, this weekend into next week. The other thing that's factoring in here, and these are kind of macro issues, is the supply in our region is a little bit tighter than it is, say, normally, especially here in the Northeast. There's a massive oil refinery in New Jersey that is offline right now for maintenance, and that is affecting supply throughout the region, not just the Buffalo area. And the other thing, sort of the third leg of this stool, oil prices are starting to creep back up again. In the last couple of weeks, we saw prices around $65 a barrel. Now they're in the low to mid 70s. So they're creeping up. That explains sort of the average scenario, how the average price is moving up. So, how does that factor in, say, from one gas station on one street and four blocks away, another gas station with prices 30 cents higher? There's no easy answer for that one. But I would tell you that retail gas prices operate the same way any other business operates. They've got the right to set their own price based on supply and demand. So some people will see a high price at 360 or 370, scoff, keep driving around until they find a much lower price. Other people, maybe they're on empty, they don't have a choice. They pull in, they pay that price, and they get on with their day. Obviously, that's going to have a direct impact on demand and where those stations are able to set their price day to day.
How high could we see gas prices jump here in the coming days? I mean, you mentioned that the demand is continuing to go up. Are we expected to see an even further hike?
Right. I would say on average, again, day to day, day over day, we're seeing a 3 cent bump from yesterday. But I would say it's been 5 cents from a week ago, 12 cents from a month ago. So we are seeing gas prices on average steadily increase over the last month. A little perspective on all of this. And sometimes it helps in this situation. In the Buffalo area specifically, the gas prices are down almost a dollar from a year ago at this time. But they are on their way up. And by the way, those prices I quoted you, the 5 cents from a week ago, 12 cents a month ago, those are national averages. In the Buffalo area, it's interesting. It's a little bit different. Prices are up 2 cents from a week ago. No change in the price from a month ago. And again, about a dollar difference from a year ago at this time. I think it's reasonable, given what we're seeing in terms of demand and the bump now in oil prices again, that we will continue to see incremental rises in the gas price, certainly through the Easter holiday. Beyond that, we just have to wait and see.
Does the switch over from fuel available in the wintertime to the fuel available in the summertime play into the spike at all? I mean, I know that there are some people that say, oh, yeah, it does. And, you know, there is that change of fuel every once in a while. But how might that exactly work if that is the case?
No, it's a great question. And there's no question there's something to it. It's simply more expensive to refine that summer blend. Usually you're looking at like a 10 to 20 cent bump in the price for a gallon of gasoline from winter to summer blend. That changeover has already begun in some parts of the country. It's coming to our area of the world now. So there's no question that that's being baked into what we're seeing over the last 4 weeks. And again, I think it's one more factor why you can anticipate prices going up incrementally on average in the weeks to come.
Very good, Mark. Anything else you care to add to our conversation that maybe we haven't touched base on?
But I will say this, for what it's worth, there's no question. You know, those anecdotal observations from your listeners are true. You know, the numbers bear it out, you know, in the research I did this morning. There are stations that have had a major bump in price from yesterday to today, just 24 hours time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.